Kumlan Ablat Gemara, we're up to Masechta Krisis of Dalad, so we'll stop now. Gimel Bey is the very bottom of the page. So it says that Rabbi Yechon, the Amma Kfifas Kaimase Havi Maise, the very last line, Rabbi Yechon says that bending down is considered a Maise, that's why he argues that Shlokish in his Hezbir, why Oiv is about Oiv. He said that Kfifas Kaimase is considered a Maise, so Akimus Fosov, also Shnehevi Maise Gabi Megadav. So how come the Rabbanon say that Megadav is not considered a Maise? When the Chayre, Megadav talks. So isn't talking like the same thing? Amar Rav says Rav, Shiny Megadav. Megadav is different. There's two kinds of talking. There's one talking where the talking does the thing itself. And there's another talking where the talking is only revealing to us what you're really thinking. What are you getting punished for your thoughts? But how do we know what your thoughts are? So you have to say it. So the saying is only a vehicle, a medium, or a means to an end. Well, sometimes the talking itself is what makes it happen. By Megadav, the main thing you're being punished for is Vyeshna Beleva, what's in his heart. The only reason why he doesn't speak is so we should know what it is. So therefore, it's not considered a Maisa. Because Aveda is not the Maisa, Aveda is what the Lev is. Mashenkin here, by bowing down, it's a physical bowing down. Ava Ba'alma, Akimus, Fasav, Havi Maisa. But other places, right, moving lips would be a Maisa. Is Mosiv Rab Zayd, if there's a question, so how come it says Yotzu Eidim Zayim Shem Maisa? The Eidim Zayim Exeter has no Maisa, but my why, who Alpi Kosab, and it says in the Pasik, by Eidim Alpi, that by them, the mouth, the talking is what makes it happen. And over there we say it's a Lav Shem Maisa, Amarov, Shiny Eidim Zayim, Zayim is different, Hoyel the Yeshnon Beria. Eidim Zayim are different because that the Eidim really, it's all what they saw. They're just telling us, Megalot to us, what they saw. This Gemara is very problematic. That's how Rashi learns Gemara. The Tesis in Makas Davov, over there, he doesn't talk about his Gemara there, but he explains the Chilk in normal Eidim, why normal Eidim have to come with us. I don't have to come with us Achaz, but Eidim don't come with us Achaz is because normal Eidim, the Eidim starts from when they saw, they all saw together. So who cares when they come and talk? But Eidim Zayim never saw anything. So the whole Eidim started from when they're talking, so they have to be together when they're talking. So if I can't, and here the Gemara says, Hovi Yeshem Bidim, Eidim Zayim.
They didn't see anything.
So the Rif and other Shem have a different Girsa here. Not Ria, but Ayah and other Girsayas, and they learn hold from Shatni Mada. But this is how Rashi learns.
What's an example of the talking that's an actual doing things?
Eidim Zayim right here, Lechayr, would be talking, they're doing things, because all they're doing is talking.
Here we're saying opposite
that. Yeah, because Hoyle Yeshlim is something else.
But what's an example of someone where it actually is?
For example, davening, you have to say the words of davening, because it's not to reveal what's in your heart, you have to say the words. Or anything where you have to say words. Somebody eats fat. It says in the Mishnah, if you ate fat, so I learned. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Chaylev, it says the fats, and that itemizer, Shari, Kesav, Eiz, Loisech. You shouldn't eat the fats of Shari, Kesav, and Eiz. Now, three different kaifas mentioned it, Loisech, Chaylev. It is according to this day, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Lechaybu, Kol Achavach, we ate all three fats of Shari, fats of Kevet, Kath, and Eiz, Yechai, Fri, Yechatois. All three Malkas. Right now, we're looking at Malkas. Yechai, only one Aveda. It's all Chaylev. Name of Bahakimik was Machlekir Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds Loikin Alav Shebechlalus. You get Malkas, even though it's one Alav for three. You get three times Malkas. Rabban Savri ain't Loikin Alav Shebechlalus. You don't get three times Malkas. You only get one. So you know, that's a very famous Machlekir. So are they arguing about that as well? Loilav Savri Rabbi Shmuel ain't Loikin Alav Shebechlalus. Rishayin Rach here is different. The Miyati Lekroy. Why did the Torah have to spell out Kesev and Keshayid and Mekeves Kesev and Eid? What did it spell that out for? So say chaylev of an animal. That's it. Kol chaylev is a regular show because it's lamali. What if you spell it out for shemam? No, lechalek to mechalek. The rabbanon. Say one. What's supposed to be more? The rabbanon. I like see shoyv a kesev. I mean, I thought I feel chaylev chay mash. Our thought chaylev of a chay of a non-domestic animal was included. And we know that there's chaylev is taken out also. Lo, the kasev shoy kesev eiz. The memra. To tell you the chaylev show you the kesev age with the osir, only the chaylev of an animal, domestic animal is osir. Avol chaylev chayy shapik, chaylev chayy shori. For the modern shapik, Carmelay, the rabbanon have a valentine. What's Rabbi Shmuel Taka learning out? Elahein Tam Rabbi Shmuel. So it holds. Im kain if all the only reason why the Torah spells that an animal is to tell you a behemoth not a chayy. Lichtiv kol chaylev shori. Just itemize one animal. Chaylev one animal. Well, no. Leis a chaylev kesev age lomli. What need that for? Shema minoz that ayel chale. The rabbanon savri they hold. I kasa rachmane kol. chelev shoyer. If the Torah would have written kol chelev shoyer, if you only use the word shoyer, what do we know about shoyer? It says by Shabbos that you know shoyer should rest. We know shoyer messina that all animals are included. So I would have thought that the shoyer is only a learning gezei shava that all animals are just like by Shabbos. All your animals, including chayes, have to rest. So to over here it says chelev shoyer. It means all your animals have a minute. Nelev shoyer shoyer messina. Ma gabe messina chayv oiv ki yitzven. Chayv oiv is similar. Af gabe achila chayv oiv ki yitzven. So I thought, Lachri Kazachman is showing the kets of the A's. The mem to tell you the honey also only behemoths are us. I will have oif shodish. Nu shapagamale, I don't have the valentine. El Haina time, the reason why Shmuel looks over the hole is okay, that's the whole purpose. Nicht of kol chelev kesev. The gzeda shava of shor is only limited to shor. So don't use shor. Okay, the Taylor could have said kol chelev kesev or kesev. I would have known means behemoths, not chais. Why is the Taylor itemized shor kesev eis? Tell you that the seed from Avedis. You know, I'm a kol chelev eis, lo se chelu. Shor of kesev eis, lomli. Why you have to not itemize all three? Shma, I mean, all the chalik. To tell you that three lavin. Nu rabbonin. Sabri, they hold e kosev kol chelev kesev. He couldn't have said only one. If would have said kol chelev kesev, Hamin would have thought chelev kesev osir. I would have thought the chelev of a kesev is osir. Aber the shoyd the eiz shodi, but the chelev of a shoyd is mutter. Why? Why would I think that the chelev of a kesev, if the Torah says only kesev, why would I think that only a sheep chelev is osir and all the other, even within animals, all the other ones are mutter? I'll tell you why. V'chitema mayum and the kesev, you know why it's stricter? M'shem nesabe ba'aliyah. That's the only animal that we bring a carbon, the tail, and also has to be put on his bech. So therefore, and that's called chelev. That means they have more fats than any other animal. So therefore, because I would have thought that maybe kesev and the chelev is stricter by a chulin as well, chelev is osir. So that's why the Torah had to say. Sorry? That's a special heter by behem, by carbon. Exactly. So by chulin.
No, but even to eat, not only carbon.
But that's only by a carbon. That's what we would have thought. Yeah. It's called chelev. So I would have thought there's more chelev by a kesev than anything else. So therefore, only the chelev of kesev is also. No, other animals. They have to spell it out. Why does the Torah highlight the fats of a shoy veimurim bekesev and the highlights the fats of a sheep veimurim beis and the highlights the fats of a goat? The Chassidim says ach b'choy shoy tzricha, you need all three. There's actually the Torah had to say all three. There's nothing extra here to learn three lavim. The Torah had to say all three to tell you that each one of the chelev is asr. Otherwise, I would have thought that each one has a chumra that only because of that chumra that chelev is asr. L'mashal, the ikas of shoy. The Torah once said shoy. I never thought kesev eiz lo yafin minay dafke shoy the ikal. When it comes to kabana, the shoyin has half a hin, and all the other ones are only a third or a quarter of a hin. So therefore, I would have thought since it has a dibur by nesachim, it's stricter bechlal. Maybe their chelav is asim. Nichtav rachmana bekesev and neiliv shoyin veiz mekesev. Let it just say kesev equal mifrmala kesev can stab alya. It has more fats than anything else because of the alya. Nichtav rachmana eiz. Let it say only goat. Veneiliv shoyin vekesev and I'm willing to show you kesev. No equal mifrmala eiz can stab as the chavim. What carbon do you bring if you did over the void desert? By mistake, a goat. So therefore, because a goat is by the strictest aveda, the kapara, maybe the fats there is also for chul. Therefore, we have to say all three. No, okay. Says the Gemara, minchad lo yafinan. Okay, the Torah couldn't have just said one animal. Nichtav tarti, v'neilav chadim atarti. Let the Torah say two. Why have to say three? Say two animals, and I would have learned the third one from it. Haidin neilav. What are we going to learn out? That's a high did. Which one? Neilav showing me kesev eis. Let it just say in the pasuk kesev eis, and I'll learn showing from it. Islam, I would ask. Malik kesev eis. You can establish the pesach korban. Pesach can only be either a kesev or an eis, not a shoyin. So maybe therefore shoyin and the chayin are also. Like nichtav kesev and neilav mishoyin. Let it just say shoyin eis. Islahim picha malik shoyin. You can establish the chayin because of a dezora. Because of a dezora, a yachid brings an eight of goat, but if it's pad helm of zibur nasi, they bring a pad. A pot held over the. So I would have thought because they're both involved in the Avodah Zorah and the Kesev is not. So maybe it's no issue of Chalif. Loi nichtav eis, don't say goat. V'neilav mishoy v'kesev. Isla bircha malu shoy v'kesev genj but tzadribui. They have some extra, either extra nesachim or extra Chalif, the Aliyah. Hilchol yalfi mahadodi. Therefore, all three had to be written. It goes back to our original question. So why does Abishmo say you get three lavim? Because there's extra. There's nothing extra. Every word, sai shoy, sai kesef, sai eid. The Torah had to spell out and tell you that the fact is awesome. Shapagam leg, no, it's a good time. El time, but Abishmo, kidamim mekara. We said before, like we said before, it's extra. Kadim kain nichtav. Let the pasuk just say kol chelev. Just say all fats are awesome. the lishtik, and be quiet. What's your taina? How will you know behemoth? Maybe a chay also. My amrit haide kosa sheva kesa eil mishre chaylo chaya. You're telling me the reason why it says sheva because I tell you. But a chay is mutter. Haki kos of krah. Where is this pasuk written? This pasuk of kol chaylo is written actually in yonah de kachim in middle of, in betzav when it talks about kabanis. What do we know about kabanis? No chaya can ever be kosher for carbon. So look from the context. Even though the pasuk doesn't say it, you also look at the general context. You look at the general in yonah. He's talking about behemoth. So I know it's behemoth. So why is the tefillah say sheva? All that to tell you three lavim. He calls a krabi under kachim with dovel lama minyanei miklal. So we want to ask that bonus savri leyafin dovel minyanei. We dovel minyanei chosayfer. We small. Everyone agrees with it. Who argues? They don't agree with this thing you learn from the general context. They want to line up. So I'll tell you what. Kuliyam. Everyone agrees. Yafin dovel minyanei. Everyone holds you learn from the context. So it's talking about kabbanis shluchedis. So we should know that it's only by behemis of a hocha b'hoch v'tzmachlekes. Rabbi Shmuel Sova lemeidin lav melav bein melav ubein melav the kodesh. One of the psukim where it says over there, the other pasuk it says ach b'choy shoy b'choy kevesh or kevesh eis. Over there where it says kodesh, where it says again shoy kevesh eis, it's kodesh. And you want to learn also that you get kodesh only for this, and you cannot. And Rabbi Shmuel holds you could learn a lav from a lav and a lav from where it says kodesh as well. Dover alam minyoni, you can learn from both. So even though the bump pasuk is written by a lav, we can also then learn that it gets kodesh because that thing that you're learning from gets kodesh. Mashenkein, let's get the brandy. Rashi says you're not good, is it? But rabbanon, lav milav yafinin, or lav mekodesh lo yafinin. You don't learn from kodesh, and therefore, since it's part of the pasuk is written by kodesh, you can only learn the context if it's all very similar. You cannot learn from the context and learn from other things as well. That's why they say the Torah had to write this entire thing. The boy said, another answer is Hainu Tainu, the Rabbanon. You know what the swear of Rabbanon is? Why? They say that only by that if you ate the fats of a cow, you ate the fats of a sheep, and you ate the fats of a goat, even though the Torah spells out three times, you only get one malchus. Even though you ate three types of fats. Why? Because you know what the swear of Rabbanon is? Because the way Rab Mori said to Rab Zvid, what did Rab Mori say to Rab Zvid? Elameyatam. We need the shayva kesef eitz for something totally different, and therefore there's nothing extra. For one, could I mention the Zvid Amiato according to you, alya de chulin titzer, since it's the tater calls the tail of a sheep that you bring on the mizbech chaylev, and the tater was matted it, so maybe by chulin you're not allowed to eat chaylev, also you're not allowed to eat alya of a sheep. Why not? It's called chaylev. That's why the Torah said, "Kol chaylev shorva kesev eis." That's why the Torah brings down all three animals. Dover hashove b'shloshtan b'inan. We're looking for fats that is common in all three. The tail is not chaylev by the shor or by the eis, and therefore it's not osa by the chulin. That's why I have to say. So it's no longer extra. Therefore, you can't say it's written in the Torah to teach you. You get three different avedas, three from Malkus for it. Its main purpose, why it's here, is not to be matar achaya. You're right. That we learn dover alam minyani. That we learn from the general context. We know we're talking about kabbanis, which is only behemoth. But you know why we needed it? To tell you that the alya part, the tail part of the sheep, is not considered, even though the Torah calls it chayil by kabbanis, is not chayil when it comes to chulin, and you're allowed to eat it. Now, how do you know that? Because it says shayve kesef a is something which they all have in common. But Rabbi Shmuel Amalek also said, "No, take a good taina." He says it could have just said two out of the three. If it would have said Shor Kesev Eis, I would already know that it's something in common between the two. Why say all three? Im Kein Lim Akro Kol Chelim Shor Kesev Eis Lameli Shmam No Lechalik. And the Gemara doesn't go any further. I guess Rabbanan says the Tater wasn't medactic. Two or three makes no difference.
This is talking about in one sitting, right?
That talking about one helam, yeah, in one forgetfulness. Everyone would have made it. Three avedis. Yeah. Even if the same one eat three times, yeah. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says that even though Rabbi Shmuel holds you get three different lashes, but not when it comes to carbon. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel in your carbon, if you forgot that it was, you didn't know that you not eat the fats or whatever it was a shaygi, you thought it was kosher and turned out to be fair, then even Rabbi Shmuel maybe if you ate the fats of a sheep, they ate the fats of a goat and the fats of a cow, you only bring one carbon chattas. So maybe the chattas achas. Now why should chattas be different than when it comes to lashes? My timer, the loydomi hadin lav, the lav arroyas. Where do you have all the chattas by the lav arroyas? There, each arroyas is spelled out in a different pasuk. Here, all three are bunched together. So when it comes to chattas, it's not three, it's only one. It's different than the love of Arayis. So the Gemara. The Bagnari what?
We had
over there where the Mishnah has mentioned certain things of the Arayis, but the Poyel Chattas we have not talked at all about Arayis. Every
two loves and Karas we said we learned.
We asked over there where in that place was Pitam Hashemin. There were two places. Yeah, but they were arguing there in that case of Pitam Hashemin. Here was talking about it was in one pasuk you have two lavin and or whatever it is, and the Karas is written on both. So you bring two different chattas. And the chatoy is tagged to the lab, or the chatoy is tagged to the kodis. Here, it's the in arayis, every pasuk, you know, yishalach el bito, eishas aviv. Every arayis is a different pasuk. So that's how you know. And when it comes to kabbalas, on each one, because separate.
So why don't we say that on Shabbos it should be the same as Chedev, because the Torah has a distinction to the other way as well.
I don't think it's the same thing. Over here, the Torah does write it. Kol Chedev Shoyev Kesev Eiz. It's written all in one pasuk, one lav, lo yisachelu. So that kind of where the Torah itemizes the thing, and nothing is itemized of anything.
So, despite the fact that Shabbos, what's that? Malach Avodah, if you forgot
that Shabbos, the Torah talks about, you're not being on Chatas. It's only when Yishig is Malachas, which is. You know, halacha Moshe Sinai.
But you can have the same thing. You can have it that way. It's also, you can say that way. It's a thing that's also, you can say that.
But we had.
I forgot. Okay. I realized she was my sister.
We had the Gemara in Bafim Tesla based there in Shabbos. Where do you know the 39 malachas? Either from Eila, and the Eila, and then there's three words, or because it says malacha 39 times in the Teda, and Machlek, if you count the malacha of Yosef. With Eishes Potiphar, so it's as if it's written in the Torah, but it's not bunched together in one pasuk. It's different. That might be learned. Va'osa achaz va'osa heina. It says in the pasuk. Va'osa me achaz mehena. We already had it yesterday. It says va'osa me achaz mehena, which is from one from these. So we say that sometimes one can be many and sometimes many can be one, right? If you forgot about Shabbos, so even though you did many malachas, being only one carbon. So even though you did many, only being one. If you knew it was Shabbos but you forgot all these kabbanas, then you'd bring many kabbanas. So we learn out. You ate fats and fats. The same aveda b'shnei lamas. You forgot that you're not allowed to eat. Then you remember. Then you forgot. So you did two different incidents. Chayv shtayim too. If you did two names in one helam, you chayv too as well. If you ate two different kinds of fats, but even though you did together, you chayv shtayim. I understand. The same fats, but two different forgetfulness. Chayv shtayim. The halamas mechalkin. The fat forgot divides it. Ela shnei shemes behelamechad. My chayv shtayim. Two different kinds of fats. Fats of this, and fats of the kidneys, and fats of the stomach. Why should we chayv two? Habein and halamas mechalak meleka. The fact is, they're all fats, and you didn't remember in between. Here we're talking about you ate fats of noiser. So you ate two avedas. You ate chaylev and you ate noiser. The chayim is from noiser. You ate leftover. That's what it means. You chayv two in one helam. You ate fats of noiser, leftover of a carbon. You did two avedas. You ate fats. You not ate fats, and you ate the leftover of a carbon. Only in if so, the chayim nami should be a third aveda. Then you ate a carbon. You're a zor, and a zor is yechayiv. So lechayiv, why you tell me then you only get two halamas if that's what we're talking about? You ate chaylev of noisa, fat of leftover of a carbon. You actually did three avedas: chaylev, noisa, and carbon.
Chaylev gets burnt, right?
So you're supposed to, but you didn't.
Right. So if it gets left over, it's considered noisa.
Yes, it is. Dam is the only thing we learned is not noisa, but chaylev is noisa. Elo Rav Sheish says, "Keep going to ochal chaylev the hegdish." He ate not noise, just chaylev and hegdish, and that's taka the two avedas. He ate chaylev and he ate hegdish. You get two avedas. No, the carbon, and then he took the fats off and he ate it. No, it could be of a carbon. No, come on, carbon here. But Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that? A tanya we learned. Ochal chaylev nevelav. He ate chaylev of nevelav. Is it two avedas or one aveda? Or ochal chaylev mukdoshin. You ate chaylev that was hegdish. Chayev shtayim, two avedas. Rabbi Yehuda says chaylev mukdoshin. You actually chayev three. You chayev three. Yeah, you chayev three.
You say
Now, you're high free because it says different psukim. What do you mean high free? In other words, the Tanakhama holds you chayiv too. Chayiv, what is chayiv too? You chayiv for fat stam and for fats of a carbon. According to you, you chayiv free for fat stam, fats of a carbon, because there's two different psukim for fats, and the fat, that's a carbon. Three things. So therefore, over here we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, the chaychol of Marava, they smiled Marava, and look, we're going chaylo v'shoy v'kesses v'eiz, Rabbi Shmoli, very simple answer he could have given. You ate fats of a sheep, you ate fats of a goat, and what we just learned a minute ago, Rabbi Shmuel says if you ate fats from different animals, it's a separate Aveda. So you ate in one forgetfulness the fat of a sheep, fat of a goat, and that's it. I'm a loike shalosh, that you get three. No, they say, they understand why you go such a pilpul for. Just go ahead and, we just had a whole sugi in the Gemara, machaik Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanu. Just answer simply, Rabbi Shmuel. Is that Alamalamukum Kabishmo? Why don't you want to look like Bishmo? Because we're talking about Karmachatis. And what did we just say before when it comes to Karmachatis? Domrabchanin, the Moja Bishmo, Linian Karm, Shane Chaiva, the Chatas Achas, the only Chaiva Chatas. No Hashanam Kabir, Lamasuk, can't tell me Sabir either. Domrabalaza Moja of Yudal, Linian Karm, Shane Chatas Achas. When it comes to Karm, that's talking about lashes. Fats of a Karm, how many Avedis you get? But when it comes to the Karmachatis, he's Moja, you only get one. So what do you go back to the original question? What's Shat in the Beraisa when it says that if you ate different fats in one helam, you get two carbon chattas. How can that be? You ate them two different ways. One was cooked and one was grilled. If one was cooked and one, the tamchuyin means a different way they serve tzedakah, they give you prepared food. A pot, yeah, but that's what it means literally. But it means you make two different kinds of preparation. One was cooked and one was grilled. And therefore, they're two different avedas. That's why you get twice, two kabbanis. But leave Rabbi Shua, who holds tamchuyin mechalik. Not everyone agrees, but Shua holds that tamchuyin are mechalik. Goof, let's analyze. Ochal chelev nevela lekishtayim. If you ate chelev of nevela, you get two malkas. Chelev mekdoshin lekishtayim. You ate chelev of a hegdish, you chayiv too. One for chelev, because tam chelev, one because chelev of hegdish. Rabbi Yehuda ben chelev mekdoshin lekishtayim. Is the third one. The fact that it's carbon mechal. Forget about the chelev. It's just carbon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand. It says in Psukim, Chukas Oilam. It says in one pasuk, Chukas Oilam, that you shouldn't call chelev chol dam lo yisa chelev. So one pasuk says you shouldn't eat any chelev. And then it says, call chelev shoy v'kesev eiz lo yisa chelev. And then it says, v'chol zor lo yichol kodesh. So you have three different Psukim. You have one Chukas Oilam stam, that you shouldn't have any chelev and any dam. One by Kabbanus, and one that Azor should need a carbon. So these are the three Avedis. Atlas Alam. Rabban, in my time, what's their svara? Why they say it's only limited to two? Kesavri, they hold the lav, the Chukas Oilim, be Kachim. They hold the lav of Chukas Oilim is limited to Kachim, and the lav and the Pasig of Kol Chelev Shoyin is only limited to Chulin. And therefore, and when you eat chaylev from kabbanis, you don't get two avedas of chaylev, one because it's chaylev and one because it's chaylev of kachim. So why do we need two separate psukim to aser chaylev, one for chul and one for kachim? It's sichni both. Because I'm going to be kachim, I'm going to be kachim and chaylev, I would have thought, kachim with the chamidi, the aser chelboy, I would have kachim, so machmir, okay, and I'll eat the fats. Abo chul, which is lean, you're allowed to eat the whole animal, aim aloy, maybe the fats are permitted. Shemachi kasa rachman, to tell you to write kol chaylev shayid, to tell you that even chul and the fats are aser. No, so say just by chul and, could name he cost of called chelav shoyin. I thought chelav the chulud aser, only chulud aser. Mishum lo huter miklalai, because the Tate never allowed it. Avol chelav mukdashin miklalai. We find that chelav of hegdish is mutter klalai. The alya of a sheep is called chelav, and yet you're allowed to eat alya. So we see the Tate was matter the chelav. The Tate called it chelav. The Tate was matter chelav by a carbon. Maybe all the chelav is mutter. That's what I thought, not just the tail. Hutter mekloy, have minim in the hutter, but sorry, nishtin am michel ben tzricha. I would have thought that you would need it all, that you would need it. So Rashi says, it doesn't say psoron, it means the chelbon, the alya. Rabbi Yehuda, sovereign, he holds kiksiv, chelev, shoy. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's two avedas by chelev. Chelev, stam, and chelev, the shoy. That in kachim, you have the east of chelev, you have two psukim for it. Rabbi Yehuda, sovereign, he holds kiksiv, when it says in the pasuk, chelev, shoy, minyana, the kachim. See, the fact is, where is it written? In the sugya of kachim. Therefore, it's even though you say it's from a chul, it's also from a kachim. El Miklal, so the Rabban hold lo yafin dov la minyana. You don't look at the context, and they decided to take this pasuk out of context and say it's talking about chulin. like kuli alma yafin davalam yana. Everyone agrees you learn the context of a hakam mitzvah beautiful. So I've made lavalam kaddis because one pasuk talks about kaddis and he says you can learn lavalam kaddis. But some lavalam yafin lavalam kaddis lo yafin. Skip the parentheses again. Tanya, we learned that Rashi seems to. I mean, actually, the reason why the parentheses there because Rashi excerpts or excises all these gemaras. Tanya, we learn. It says in pasuk we just quoted chukas olam. It says about chukas olam, kol chelev v'chol dam lo yisrei chelu. We in the same pasuk there's the iser of fats, the iser of blood. We're comparing the two. Ma chelev loikashtayim. So just like chelev, you get two lavim. So af dam loikashtayim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, he says by chelev you chayv to one, you know, chelev and chelev of carbon. So to dam is dam and dam of carbon. Same thing, you get two lavim. Says the Gemara. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Chomo imir ein be'al azhor achas. You only get one lava by dam. Umayish no chelev the loikashtayim. Why by chelev you get two malkas below a kesha? The kosa but today kroi by chelev you get malkas without even a hekesh. You have two psukim by chelev. No, the Rebbe Yehuda says we learn from a hekesh called chelev chaldam, and just like chelev has two labim if you eat the chelev of a carbon for being chelev and for being the chelev of a carbon, so too you have two labim by dam and dam of a carbon. What do you need to the same way you learn that chelev you get two because that two psukim by kabbanas that says chelev, so too you have two psukim by dam that says by kabbanas. So what do I need to learn from the hekesh for? But you want a ma'ish not chelev the loikish time below hekesh. You don't need a hekesh to teach you that the kasa but today kroy because you have two psukim. Kol chelev chodam loisa chelu kol chelev shoy v'kesev nu. That's the tupsukim. So dam nami belav hekesh nil kishtaim. But dam also you have tupsukim. Without the hekesh, learn the two avedas. The chesiv beitzrei lavin kol chelev chodam loisa chelu. That becomes the hekesh and the chodam loisa chelu. Choshev seichin loif lebehema. The same way you learn chelev tupsukim, so to dam tupsukim. And who needs the hekesh? Eleima, so what do you use the hekesh for? Ma chelev like a sholeh, just like chelev, you get three malkus, and because you also get the malkus of a carbon itself, right? Just like you get two twice for chelev and chelev of a carbon. So to the fact that you ate a carbon is avdam like a gimel dam. Also, you get three, but dam also you get three malkus.
Yeah.
Doesn't say chelev, though, it just says that's why you need a hekesh. What do we learn from the hekesh? That you get three avedas.
Right, but I'm saying the third pasuk doesn't say chelev or dam. Doesn't say
which third pasuk?
Chozor lo yechad.
Yeah, chozor. Yeah, exactly.
But dam doesn't say chelev either.
Yeah, but dam generally you'll say there's no nice and all that. So therefore you'll see. But Gemara ma'ish no chelev the loikish shalur the ksiv bay. Why by chelev you get three malchus? Because it says, "Halam tre lavin the lav the zorus hot loss." How do you get three? Two or by chelev and one because of zorus. Nu dam nami. So dam also is the same. Your question. The pasuk says the chazor layechol kodesh talks about anything. So isn't dam included? Why do I need the hekesh for that? No. Itzich for dam, I need to have the hekesh. Because without the hekesh, I would have thought dam does not get included in Yisrael of Kodesh. Why not? Sakram, I thought hoyil v'ismayit dam etum. Since dam is nismayit from meila, Rashi is greatest from meila. There's no meila when you steal the dam. You use the dam. So therefore, meila stealing. If you use, sorry. No, so ismayet dam meila. Since dam is not is excluded from meila, you're not allowed to use any part of a carbon that belongs to hekdesh. But by blood, if you use it, you don't bring in nasham meila. You don't bring in a carbon meila. So I would have thought maybe ismayet mezaris. If a yisrael uses dam as well, you don't get punished for that. Kamashal and hekesha. That's why you need the hekesh to tell you that no. Well, rabban and hekesh my also. What rabban do with hekesh? So we said according to the Rabbi Yehuda, the only reason why you have the hekesh is to teach you that you get a third lav of Zorus. The Rabbanon don't hold of that. They hold that what? That you don't get that lav of Zorus. The Tak is excluded from Zorus. So what do they do with Kol Chelev Chodam? What do you learn out from there? So they say, Gitanya, for the following din. Kol Chelev Chodam lo yisar chelu. You shouldn't eat fats or blood. Ma Chelev miyuchet. Just like fats is unique. Shechel boi cholok mipsarai. That the fats are different than the meat. Where do we find the din of chelev is asr? Only by animals that are kosher to eat. Sure, kesev and ace. So the meat there is mutter, and the fats is asr. So the fats is different than the meat. Right, the meat you're allowed to eat and the fat you're not allowed to eat.
And the animal is forbidden to eat, the chalav would be automatic.
No, there would be als treif, and then als chalav. The aim is starving zem is there, and if you ate some fats less than a kazayis and you ate a piece of meat with it, you won't get malchus because keter and iser do not combine. The meat you're allowed to eat is avdam. It's the same thing by blood. The same thing by blood, even though the same blood should dumb cholok mibsorai. So by blood, the blood. So by blood also, the blood is different than the meat. What do you mean they're different than the meat? Because by they have different shiurim. Meat, when it comes to tumah, when it comes to the laws of tumah, meat is a kazayis and blood is a revi. Because they have different amounts, therefore they're now combined, even though they're both tummy. So you would have thought, okay, by fats, this is kosher meat, this is trefa fats, it can combine to make a kazayis. But when it comes to tumah, blood and meat, maybe they should, if a tumah animal, maybe they should combine together. So we learn from chela, it doesn't combine. Oitzi, what do I exclude? Dam shrotzim. I exclude the blood of shrotzim from this hekish. Why? Because by them, their blood is not different than the meat. Their iser of dam is not als dam, but by asheres, their blood is like their meat, as we learned in Shabbos. Hoitzi dam shrotzim, we exclude the blood of shrotzim. Hoyel de ein domon choluk mibstaren. There, you're not allowed to eat the blood of asheres, of a creepy crawly, not because of blood, but because it's considered the meat. And therefore, mitzdarfin, their taket, the blood and the meat combined to be the shear for whatever the shear of tum is. Says the Gemara of Ahama Hoch Nafka. That's why I use the hekesh of chelev and dam, that to tell you that wherever, but just like chelev, where the meat and the blood are different, they don't combine. So too by blood. Sorry, just the meat and the fats are different, they don't combine. So too by blood of an animal, or that the blood and the meat do not combine. Mashenkin, where you know where the Easter of blood is the same Easter as meat, they do combine. We learn that from somewhere else. Where do we learn from Hashem Nafka? We learn now. It says Vezel Chamatame. It says a pasuk. The following is Tameh Basheretz that crawls on the ground. Those eight shrotzim limit al dam hasheretz. Vahasheretz shemistarfim zem zeh. Teach you that by shrotzim, the blood and the meat, they do combine because the Easter of dam is the Easter of basar. So what do you need a hekesh for? Nay, ilav hekesh salka datach min. I would have thought hani mila l'tumah. I would have thought that they only combine when it comes to tumah or belachila. It was. I would have thought only when it comes to tumah, but tumah, the size of a tumah is the size of a lentil. So I would have thought when it comes to tumah, they combine. But when it comes to the eating, when you're not allowed to eat treif, what's the size that you get punished for? When it comes to tumah, how much of a shedder do you have to have there to move tameh? A lentil. So maybe that's where they combine. But when it comes to eating, you need the shear of the kazayis. Maybe they don't combine. But that pasuk was alechem hasheretz from a tumah. Therefore, I need a hekesh called chelev v'chol dam to tell you that no, that they do combine. Not only with the, just like chelev, where the chelev is different than the meat, they don't combine. And where the dam is different than the meat, they don't combine. But where the reason why you're not allowed to eat the dam is because it's considered like meat, then they do combine. Whether it's tumah, whether it's a chelev. Therefore, the same thing applies to dam nachash, the blood of a snake, upsari, and its flesh, mistafin, they combine. Again, the blood of a snake is not one of the eight shrotzim. So the isa is als flesh. My kamash lo hain hekesha. So what are you telling me that we didn't learn? Nay, sakim, I would have thought, dam shedetz, the sirabi litumah, the pasik says vizelechem. So we learn how the dam shedetz combines with the eating. So yisrabi lachila, therefore, comes along the hekesh. Take a step further. You, the pasik, told us by tumah, the shrotzim, they combine the blood and the meat. Comes the pasik of the hekesh of da machel will tell you that not only for tumah but also combines for achila. Or the nachash the lo yisrabi l'tumah. We have no pasik that tells you by nachash that the blood and the flesh joined together. Maybe lo yisrabi l'achila. The hekesh is not talking about that. Kamash long that it is hekesha. Kol mili anything. The ain domer cholug m'sari. Anything with the east of the blood and the east of the flesh are not different from each other. Mashma is included in this that they combine. Omar Rav says Rav Shalosh Kishim Rubadam Lamai. Also, why do you have three different times it says in the Torah Karis? By blood, what's of course? So achas, one of them is ledam chulin. One of them is for chulin. V'achas, the blood of chulin, you get karis. One of them is achadam kochim, the blood of kochim. And v'achas, one of the dam atamtzis. Remember, you know, when you shecht an animal, the first blood that squirts out is dam shah nefesh toliboy. The next blood that starts oozing out is called dam atamtzis, the collective dam. And dam atamtzis, you also get karis for. But honich, not everyone agrees. Honich, Rabbi Yehuda Tani learned dam atamtzis baz horas alav, Rabbi Yehuda and b'karis. So the Tanakhama who hold the dam atamtzis is only alav. What's the third karis for? El Rabban Rahi Lamai also. What's the third kaddish for? And Nachman. I feel that Rabbi Yehuda kaddish naf claiming called dam. Rabbi Yehuda also, and even Rabbi Yehuda, he learns that how do you know the dam matam? That's a different pasuk. The tani b'doyim dam matam alem kol dam. Why does it say kol dam? He learned from kol dam to include the pasuk says kaddish says kol dam. That itself includes way dam matam tis. Only the dam kachim shall never yitzvay. Only the original blood that comes out and squirts out. Shul mechaper that it atones and so on. That's what you collect in the keli. That's what you spray on the zbech. Dam chulin. The blood of a chulin, the dam hatamtzis, the blood that flows afterwards midnight, tamalema kol dam. So what do you do with the extra part of kodesh? Ela ema echad le dam chulin. One kodesh is the blood of a chulin. The echad le dam kachim. One is for the blood of kachim. The echad le dam kisri. If you cover the blood, let's you shechted a chay or a bird, and you cover the blood with sand, so lechayda min hadin, the blood now is bottled to the sand. Then the wind comes and blows away the top cover, and there's blood. And if you eat it, maybe you are potter because maybe the blood now took on a new identity. It now is sand. That's why I need a pasuk to tell you no, it always retains its identity as blood. In fact, it says twice, five lavin. Achas the dam chulin. That was kaddish. Now, what about lavin at five? One is the blood of chulin. Achas the dam kachim. One the blood of kachim. Achas the dam kisi. One is the blood if you cover over and the wind blows it away, that blood is still blood. Achas the dam evorin. That's a fascinating thing. Everybody thinks the blood of meat is tray. You're not allowed to eat. It's not true. If you eat raw meat like the Japanese do, you don't have to salt it. It's because the blood becomes usher only when it moves out of its original place. And why do we salt meat? Because when you cook it, the blood goes out and comes right back in again. And that is usher mahatera. That's called dam evorim. But, and you get a lav. But raw meat, if the dam is in its initial state, you're allowed to eat it. So dam evorim flow, and v'achal dam atam, to the blood that flows out. Amar Rabbeila says the same idea is Ochel Maiser Dogon. If you ate Maiser of Dogon that you have to bring with you, no Yerushalayim, but Tiroish v'Yitzer, and you ate it like a Sholosh. If you ate it, you get three Malkus because you have to eat in Shalayim, and it says Sucha Lechel B'Sharecha. You get three different Malkus because the pasuk highlights Dogon v'Tiroish v'Yitzer. Tiroish is wine, and Yitzer is oil, and Dogon is grains. So it's just like over here before we said three kinds of fats, three. Okay. But in like Elashe b'chol, there's one lav written on all three of them. It says le'sucha lechol b'sherecha. It's one lav. Shani hochad miyatri kray. The extra psukim. You don't have to spell it out. Mechdi. Katz rachman. The Torah already said in a positive way. V'achalto lifnei Hashem lekecha. You should eat in Yerushalayim. Ma'ase degon chotiroish chutzlecha. All of this ma'ase you should eat in Yerushalayim. B'fnim im bechutzloy. So you automatically know you're not allowed to eat outside, even though it's a lav. It's a lav. I'm going to say. It's an asay. Lomali the Kazakhmana, why the Torah when it says the lav, don't eat it outside. Why do they have to spell all three? Must be lechale to tell you three different Avedas. Says Gemara, no raya. Ima who have a mina hanmi l'basei. No, the Torah had to write it because I would have thought that all you have is an asay. You're even harder than you're bechal a lav. So therefore, belav ein maloi. I would have thought that you don't get a lav at all. Am to lahochi. Therefore, Kosher Achmona Loi Suchal. The Torah says you cannot eat it outside of and eat it inside your cities. Leukme Balav to give you a lav. So it's not extra. Says the Gemara,
but you could have still said it in general terms. Didn't have to spell it out.
Okay. Yeah. So Torah wrote Leukmeh to tell you a lav, and because the Torah wrote all three. So therefore, you get three. You get that's what I'm saying. That's why you get three malchus and the Torah all three. For the mode of a dying lav shebechlosu. So even though you had to write all three, but the fact is, there's one lav for three avedas. So even though it had to be written, because before all we had was an asay, and now we have the lav of it, but it's all written with the same lav. Lo suchal lech b'sherecha. No, you should only one malchus. Im kein on name of Kodesh said lo suchal la'achlam. The Torah could have just said, "Don't eat it. Eat it." We would not have. We would have a lav, and we would know what the Torah is referring to, because I told you what to eat in Yerushalayim and don't eat it b'sherecha. Why did the Torah spell it? Ma'ase the gun chuz roitz zerecha lomeli. What to tell you? The Yehuda achil lechol chad v'chad to tell you that each one is usher on its own. To get this malchus for each one. Amar Yitzchak, the same idea is ha'oichel lechem kali v'karmel. If you ate bread, or kali is toasted the grains, or karmel is just raw grains you pull down by hand. You're not allowed to eat it chodesh before the second day of Pesach. And if you ate all three of them, like it gimel, you get three malchus. Aye, because the Pesach says you're not allowed to eat all three. But again, it's a lav shebechlal. There's one lav on all three. Says the Gemara, "V'ho ein leiker alav shebechalus shani hocha de miyater kray." Because it's extra, you have to spell it out. Lema kray lechem. Let the pasuk say lechem. the nail of Kali v'Karmel Menei. Let the pasay only lechem, and I would automatically know that Kali v'Karmel also is included. But you might know, it couldn't. Maybe the Torah had to spell it all out, because otherwise he wouldn't b'chal know it was alav. There's nothing extra. Why? If we say only lechem, ikum ifach, I can ask, malu lechem, you know why bread, shikenis rabbe, eitzachala. Bread, you know, in the Mishkan over there, in the Beis HaMikdash, you have there, you have, I'm sorry, you have extra mitzvahs to do with bread, which is giving chala, so therefore you have chumras by bread. That's why you're not allowed to eat it before the second day of Pesach. But, so you must say, okay, fine. Nicht of kali. The Torah would just say, don't eat the kali. The lay licht of lechem, and don't take. The Torah doesn't have to say, don't eat the bread. But you know, before the second day of Pesach, the nail of mekali, and I would learn out the matter kali. Then surely lechem you're not allowed to eat. You must say, no. Lechem mekali laos. You couldn't learn lechem mekali. The Torah had to spell it out. It's an extra. Why not? Shem the kali isa beina. Kali, you have the wheat the way it grew. Lechem lo isa bin lechem, you completely change its form. You ground it up, you turn it into flour, you make bread. Maybe it's not asa. Says the Gemara, karma mekali asi. And why can't you learn karma at least from kali? Okay, lechem you had to say, but why say karma? Karma is the green, the seed without toasting it. You just took your hand and you took it out. Mishum the kali nisrabe eats menaches, because kali you use by menaches mash enkein karmel and nisrabe menaches by mincha you had only karmel. Nusa nichtav karmel v'nei lech v'kali menei. Let it just say karmel. Ikul mitzvah malak karmish kein l'nishtalin b'riyase. It didn't change at all. The other one you toasted or you changed the flour. So the Gemara says, okay, mechad lo yalfi can learn for one nail of chadim and tailors number two. Lo nichtav kro lechem. Don't say lechem. The nail of mekali v'kali too. Ikul mitzvah we can ask malak karmel ish l'benen at least. The even though you toasted the seed is still there. Lo nichtav kro karmel v'nei l'melech v'kali gemitzvah malak kali shekein nisrabe menaches. They're both involved in menaches. So therefore, we'll stop right there. If therefore, they're right now the Gemara thinks there's nothing extra here. So how can you tell me you get three different malchus? Because if it's extra, it's not extra. You need them all.